Today's Shir Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Pehe Amud Beis. We'll do the concluding few words of Simen Nun Dalid in the Ramah, and then we'll start Nun Hei. In Simen Nun Dalid, we were discussing the time that one is permitted to interrupt in between Yishtabach, the conclusion of the Psukka de Zimra, and the start of the Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Yotzer, or the next parts of the davening. So we'll begin today's shir on the very top of Pehe Amud Beis, the very first words of the Ramah. The Ramah continues and he writes, V'chein mi shelo hayo lo tzitzis o tefillin. If somebody didn't have their talis gadol on or their tefillin on, the heviulo, and they were brought to them, they finally arrived, bein yishtabach l'kaddish, in between the conclusion of yishtabach by the chazan, and the chazan is about to start to say the kaddish, the chatzi kaddish after yishtabach, and only then does he get his talis and tefillin, yochul hanicham l'varach aleim. He is permitted to go put them on, even with a bracha at that point in time. However, the Ramah says, avol bein kaddish l'baruchu, but if they're ready, said the Kaddish, and now he gets the Talis and Tefillin, and they're about to say Baruch Hu, he shouldn't interrupt. Lo yavsik b'shum dover. One is not permitted to interrupt with anything, because as we'll see, the Kaddish and Baruch Hu are intimately connected, and you can't interrupt between them. The Chol Shekein, the Ramah concludes, shelo yavsik li'achar she'omar hashliach tziba Baruch Hu, kodesh maschil and birchas yotzer. And certainly you can't interrupt if you've already said Baruch Hu, and the next thing you're about to say is the bracha of Yotzer or of Ori Choshech, you certainly shouldn't interrupt in between the Baruch Hu and the saying of that bracha. Now we'll see, that concludes the Ramah on this, and that concludes Simen Nun Dalet, but we'll now look at the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Yud Aleph and fill in a lot of the details that we just alluded to in the Ramah. So the Mishnah Brura writes, the Chol Zehu Tzorech Mitzvah. Likewise, putting on the tzitzis of the tefillin is considered the same thing as we talked about in yesterday's shir. It's a tzorech mitzvah, like announcing a person needs funds. He's an individual who's looking for tzedakah. It's an individual who's looking to adjudicate a claim, some sort of a problem. So all of these things are tzorech mitzvah, and one is permitted to do them between yishtabach and the start of the Kaddish. Since you're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of the bracha, so this is the next point that you would be able to interrupt. For these things that are tzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to interrupt. Sivkot Yud Beis. The Mishnah Brura points out that this permission to go and interrupt and not say the Kaddish after you finish yishtabach, to put on your talis and tefillin, is bein liyachud, bein l'shleach tzibur. This is true for the individual, and it's as well true for the chazan. And even though normally it's considered an inappropriate tircha, it's inappropriate for the tzibur to have to wait for the chazan, nevertheless, since there is no alternative over here, if the chazan can't put it on now, he's not going to be able to put it on until after Shemoneh Esrei, and that's a problem. So therefore, since there is no alternative over here, we allow the tzibur to wait while the chazan puts on his talis and tefillin. And in this situation, the chazan doesn't have to go and even say any psukim, because as we pointed out yesterday's shir, and we'll say again today, you just can't say a kaddish. The kaddish has to be on something. So there is a pause in between the psukah de zimra and this kaddish, so you might have thought that pause to put on your talis and tefillin is a long enough pause to make you now, before you say the kaddish, have to say three psukim or something like that. The halach is, no, that's not the case. Dishihiyah muetasi. The Mishnah Berurah says this is only a very small pause and not enough to take away the Kaddish from still being going on the Psukah de Zimra. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nira, it appears to me, D'biyachid mayri bi'ofen shiye yocho ligmar hanochas talus u'tfilin kodim shegi ashlich tzibol amin yehesh mirabo u'baruchu. When we're talking about the individual putting on his own talus and tefillin, it's assuming that he'll have enough time, will be able to somehow put it on before the chazan gets up to the Yomein Yehesh Mei Rabbah, or Baruch Hu, and he'll be able to put on his talis, let's say, before they get to Yomein Yehesh Mei Rabbah, and then he'll put on his tefillin before they get to Baruch Hu. Or, if the person himself has already heard, or Shukvar Shama Kaddish Baruch Hu, then he also doesn't have to listen to the chazan, so even if he were to miss out on that, it's not the end of the world. Because the Elav Hachi, if you're not going to be able to hear the Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah answer to it, and the Baruch Hu, so then, Halo Kaimulon the Simen Chafei, we've already learned previously in Simen Chafei, the Asul Ahavsik Ben HaShoyad L'Shel Rosh, Afil Anos Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah Baruch Hu. Because if he's putting them on, and he put on his Shoyad, and now they're up to Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah Baruch Hu, he's not allowed to interrupt, even for the most important part of the davening, which is Yehesh Mei Rabbah, it's not permitted to interrupt. And certainly for Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to interrupt. Ella Shosik, what should he do in that situation? He should be silent, pause, v'shomeya, and listen, and we'll have the principle of shomeya ka'oneh, u'machavi l'masha omrim, and he'll listen to what they're saying, what the chazan is saying, and in that way be yotzei. But this is only good b'diavad. Ve'ein zeh nochon lasus kin l'chatchila lotzeis b'zeh. This is not proper to know that you're going to put yourself into such a situation. If it happens to come out this way, you're putting on your tefillin and you didn't realize it would take so long, and the chazan then gets up to something, well, what can you do? But here, you know that they're about to say Yemen Yeshu Rabba, they're about to say Baruch Hu, and you have the shoyad on, and you're not going to have time to put on the shorosh. And this is afilu l'man d'may the kaimel on shomei kone. And even though we do have this principle of shomei kone, as brought down the Gemara in Brachos and Tosus and the Rosh over there, however, that's not ideal l'chatchila. And he says, but often zeh, in this situation when you won't have time, tov yoseh shiyamtim l'niach tefillin ad shiyaseim ha'shliach tzibur baruch hu. He says here it would be better for the individual to wait till after the chazan finishes baruch hu, answer to the baruch hu, and then put on your talis and tefillin. And in the next sif, the Mishnah Berurah will discuss should you make a bracha at that point in time or later on. The Yishuv footnote number 13 points out that the pause, the wait that you're going to have to listen to the Yomein Yeshmi Rabba is not considered a hefsik. It's Shomei Ka'ona in regards to maybe getting credit to a certain extent for as if you had answered it, but it's not considered enough that you actually answered it, because you didn't, to be a hefsik. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Yud Gimel writes that you shouldn't go and interrupt between the saying of the Kaddish and Baruch Hu. What does this mean? Rotsu lomar, Mishor she'iskel Kaddish. It means from the start of Kaddish until the completion of Baruch Hu, because the Kaddish and Baruch Hu gam king shayach. They're connected to each other. The issue footnote number 14 brings down that this is so much so that they're connected that if you had a minion at the start of Kaddish and then somebody had to leave, in an interesting halacha that we'll learn, as long as you started with a minion, you can actually continue that section even though the minion has left, even though it's a Dovrish HaBekdusha that requires a minion. So he points out here, if you started the Kaddish with a minion and somebody had to leave, let's say on a Hatzalah call, you only have 9 guys left, you're still allowed to say Baruch Hu, even though that you now only have 9 guys, because the Baruch Hu is still considered part of the Kaddish section and you did have a minion at the start of the Kaddish section. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down in the name of the Achronim, in the Shaar HaTzion, he says, this is the Elyar Rabba and the Prima Gadim, Shekosu the Ben Kaddish LeBaruch Hu, the pause between Kaddish and Baruch Hu has the same status l'chol milei k'bein ha'prokim, like any other bein ha'prokim interruption. V'tekev acha Baruch Hu, and immediately after Baruch Hu, af shelo eschil adayim birchas yotzer, or hevek emtza perik. That already is called the emtza perik, as if you're in the middle of the perik and you have a higher level of rules not allowing you to interrupt. D'misham v'elechu k'as cholas yotzer, because that's already called the start of the brach of yotzer or v'ori choshech, and ki'ikar kavanas hashatz, ma'shomer baruch hu es Hashem, haynu shi'yavarchu, achakach v'chas yotzer. And when we say baruch hu, we say let us praise Hashem. That praise will really be the stating of the next brach of birchas yotzer or, and therefore you can't interrupt. The issue footnote number 15 points out the same din applies by Ma'ariv when you say Baruch Hu there. One should be very, very careful not to interrupt after the start of saying of the Baruch Hu by Ma'ariv, and before you even started to say the bracha of HaMa'ariv HaRovim, one should certainly not interrupt there as well. The Mishnah Berurah therefore concludes, Alkein ben Yochid or ben Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, it's true for both the individual or the Shliach Tzibur. Im lo nizdamin lo talis ad shehizkel kaddish, if he was not able to get his talis until they started kaddish, Yochid l'sas they both take. If he can put it on, however, but don't make the bracha. Avalo yivarech ad lachar tefila. Wait till after you finish the Shmona Esrei to make the bracha. And then you can go and touch and adjust the talis, as we had discussed previously, and then you can make the bracha without a problem. However, utfilin in his damilo kodim baruchu, if you got the tefillin before baruchu, yochel uvarach aleihem, then you can go and make the bracha on the tefillin. Vimashis skimu ha'achronim b'simin samach vav, the yochel uvarach ala tefillin min ha'prokim, because tefillin, you are allowed to make the bracha even in between the paragraphs when you get them. Avol im lo nizdamilo achi yiskul baruchu, but if you already said baruchu, then shuv lo yochel uvarach aleihem, then you can't make the bracha now. Do what we did with the talis, el yonichim b'li bracha, put them on without the bracha now. Ukishegia kodim avarabba, and when you get to the next breakpoint, odim avarabba, then yimash mesh behen v'yivarach aleihem, then you can go and adjust the tefillin and make the bracha on them. And we'll see more about this in the next sif. Dishu footnote number 18 explains the difference between the talis and the tefillin. Tzitzis is technically not a chovas haguf. If you have a four-cornered garment, then you put on tzitzis. But if you don't have a four-cornered garment, you're technically not mechayiv in tzitzis. As opposed to tefillin, which is a personal guf obligation of the person, and therefore you have a higher demand to put it on right then and there with the bracha. Furthermore, if you say shema without having your tefillin on, it's kilu made a dusheker al atzmo, which we've spoken about previously. It's like you're testifying falsely about yourself, and that's another reason why you should put them on now and even make a bracha. Sifkat Yudala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Miloshon zeh muchach da'afilu yochid lo yafsik. After the Baruch Hu is said, even an individual should not stop and interrupt between the saying of the Baruch Hu and the Baruch of Yotzer Ar. and as we had already discussed this in the previous sif. The Mishnah Berurah adds, "V'nira d'kolz edavka biofin shemayre bifnim." We're talking about a person who is up to that point in the davening, and this is where he's standing. He still hasn't finished yet, Pesukah de Zimra. And certainly if he's coming now and he's late to davening, the road to Lispalo Keseder, and he wants to daven in the proper order without skipping, and he doesn't want to just start from Berchus Yotzar, the Shama Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he's already heard the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Eino Dino Bezeh Kem Tzaperek. We don't view this person as if he's in the middle of a perek and he can't say the brach on the tefillin. And in this situation, he can put on his talis and tefillin at this point in time and make the brach on them, and that's not a problem. And he then tells us, look in the hagos of Hagon Rav Chaim Tzanzer, the Tzanzer Rav. The Sharet Zion in Sif Katan Yutes writes that the Tzanzer Rav, Masig Shom al Ramah, he questions this Ramah, Udvarenu Nicha Svaras Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah states that the way we understood the Ramah, however, does make sense. The Svira lay, the Kivan, the Hu, Shomea, Baruch, Meashatz, Vomid, the Kaim, Dvaru, Lahaskal, Birchas, Yotzar, Nechshav, Kem, Tzaperek. Because he was talking about that if you're really expecting to go on to the next paragraph, and that's where you're up to, so then that would be a problem. But the way we understood it, explained by the Mishnah Berurah, it wouldn't be a problem. Furthermore, in Dershu footnote number 20, he brings down from the Shlomo Zalman, Satzal, if somebody is in the middle of Pesukah Zimra and he hears Baruch Hu, he should be davka have in mind that he's not planning on continuing for the Baruch Hu with the Baruch Hu Yotzer Ar, because he still is in the middle of Pesukah Zimra and he calculates he'll have enough time to finish the Pesukah Zimra and still make the Shemoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Because if he has in mind that he's saying the Baruch Hu and that's really the segue into the first Baruch Hu Yotzer Ar, so then he has to stop saying the Pesukah Zimra and he has to go right into the Baruch Hu Yotzer Ar. This concludes Simen Nun Dalet, and now we'll begin Simen Nun Hei, which tells us the very important laws of Dinei Kaddish, the laws of this tremendous tefillah called Kaddish. And the Mechaber starts off and he says, Omrim Kaddish, that we do say Kaddish after the conclusion of Yishtabach, that in Omrim also, and in general, we don't say Kaddish ever, V'pochos me'asara zucharim, b'nei chorim, gedolim, sheviu shtei saros, that we always say Kaddish if we have a minion, and that minion has to be 10 males that are not avodim, noshim, tumtum, androgynous, or ktanim, as we'll see from the Mishnah Berurah later on as well. And they have to be males above the age of 13, sheviu shtei saros, that have physiological maturity, they have two pubic hairs. And the Mechaber then concludes this Sif Aleph, and he writes, v'adin l'kdusha barchu shein nemorim b'pachos mi'asara. Other things that are dover shebikdusha, like kedusha and barchu, also need to be said with a minion of 10 male adults above the age of 13, with the characteristics that we just described. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Aleph writes, Kasher tov l'mayit b'brachos, just like one shouldn't say unnecessary extra brachos, kach tov l'mayit b'kadeshim, so too one should not say extra kaddishes. Dershu footnote number 1 brings down the reason for this, based upon the Shelus Tshuvas Pas Sodcha, she'en zeh mechlal yiras Hashem, logeshes el hakodesh tomit. It's improper. Aruch HaShulchan says a similar type of lashon. It's improper to go to the well, so to speak, to constantly say a dover shebikdusha like Kaddish when there really is no absolute need for it. He then brings down, what about an ovel who walks into shul, and the ovel has already said Kaddish, but the shul's up to Kaddish. So he brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, Yigris Moshe, Ein Tzorech Lomar Ot Pam Kaddish. The ovel does not have to say Kaddish, he already said it. However, if the people are going to suspect him of not caring about his parents, look at this guy, he's an ovel, and he missed the Kaddish, and he's standing there, and he doesn't say it, so the Rav Moshe says he certainly is allowed to say the Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, look in the Achronim, Shekoru Tagar, Alzeh Shenesofim, Masorah B'nei Odem, V'omrim Kama Kadeshim, Apsuki Torah, O'Mishnah U'Gemara. Mishnah Berurah says it's improper. We have created a situation that is incorrect, but people gather together, they just say a kapitel of Tillim, a couple of Psukim, a Chumash, or Mishnah, or Gemara, and then they say a Kaddish. That's not right. We try to minimize the amount of Kaddishes that we say. Then he tells us another din. If you have 10 Jewish people, Asor Yehudim Loazim, but they all speak not Hebrew, they speak a foreign language, and none of them know how to speak Hebrew. Shein mi shiyodeh b'lshon ha-kodesh lotzi osam yideh chova, and none of them can be motzi all the others with the Hebrew language. So yuchal echad mehem liyo shliach tzibur, one of them can be the chazin and say Kaddish and Kedusha in the foreign language, b'loshon laz, that they speak. And Dishu footnote number 2, he brings down the Chasam Sofer, who says that you can only do this on an irregular basis. But to say, listen, we live in France, none of us speak Hebrew, and we'll say Kaddish every day in French, that is inappropriate. Siv Katan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Pirish, Achar Pesukah Zimra, we're talking here about the Kaddish that comes after Pesukah Zimra, as I already translated, and this needs 10 people. And this is because of the rule, Shekol Dovah Shekdusha, anything that is of a special holiness, Kegon Kaddish, Shekdusha, Baruch Hu, Kriyas HaTorah, Unesiyas Kapayim, and Duchening, Ein Omrim Oso Pochus Miasor, you need to have 10 males above the age of 13. This is based upon the famous Pasuk, Shnema V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, the word Toch, I will become holy, B'toch B'nei Yisrael. We have the famous Gzei Rishava, Toch Toch from the Meraglim, where it says the Pasuk, Ad Mosai Lo Eidor Razos, and that excluded Yoshua and Kalev, so there were only 10 Meraglim that were involved, and they're called an Eidah. We have the famous Gzei Rishava, Toch Toch Eidah Eidah, to teach us out that Midyaraisa, you need 10 males above the age of 13 for these Dvarim Shebek Dusha. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, all the Kaddishes have the same law. Kol HaKadesh and Shavu Lazeh, Afilu Kaddish D'Rabbanon Shach HaLimud, including the Kaddish D'Rabbanon, which is said after learning. Then he brings down the Taz, who says that Psukah de Zimra ain't Tzarech HaSorah. To say Psukah de Zimra, you don't need 10 people. The Afilu in Mamru will be a Chidus, because you'll have to say it even by yourself. Kol Shiyesh HaSorah B'Shas HaMir say Kaddish Dai B'Kach. And even if you didn't have the minion during the entire Psukah de Zimra, as long as you had the minion at the time of the Kaddish at the end, that would be okay. The Chayne Mischilu Litzpalu Arvis B'Yechidus. And likewise, if you daven Marav, unfortunately you didn't have the minion, and then the 10th guy comes in right before Kaddish, so you're allowed to say the Kaddish there as well. Likewise with learning, Psukim Agado, Bamiris Aleinu, Bamiris Ashri, Shekod Mincho, Bamiris Tehillim, Baboker, all these other situations, which is followed by a Chatzi Kaddish, Imhaya Buli Minyan, Viniz Damin, take a minion if they started it without a minion. But by the time they got up to the Kaddish, they had a minion, Yesh Lamar Kaddish, the Taz Paskins, you can say Kaddish. The Mogen Avraham, however, in Simon Samach Tes, Lo Kosav Kain, he disagrees with this. And the Vilna Gaon in Simon Reish Lamed Dalid seems to go like the Magen Avraham, and therefore Alkein Eskimu Achronim, the Prima Godim, and others, the Hanochon Shiyomru Achakach Mizmor O Shlosha Psukim Yomru Kaddish. As we've already spoken out, it's more appropriate to say a couple of Psukim, consecutive Psukim, or to say a Mizmor of Tehillim or something like that, and then say the Kaddish. He does bring down the Prima Godim, the Mishmetzot Zov, the Muchach, that in those situations, at the conclusion of Psukah the Zimra, and by Ma'ariv, that maybe the Mogen Avraham would even agree with the Taz, that you don't have to say the Psukim. The best dates is to really wait till you have all 10 people gathered for the very conclusion of either the Psukah the Zimra or the Brachos of Kriyashma at the end of Ma'ariv, and this way you're definitely Yotze for certain. Mr. Brewer in Sivkot and Gimel writes, Liafuke Noshim, this is excluding when we say you need 10 males above the age of 13, it excludes women, it excludes Avodim, it excludes Kitanim, who are the Intumtumi Androgynous, Chatziev, Chatzi Ben Chorim, and Mitztarif. All of these people who aren't absolute males above the age of 13, full-fledged free males, cannot be included in this din of minion. It's a din d'oraisa. Sivkot and Dalit, he brings down the Prichodosh, Shikara Irer, Alamakomu Shinoagin Shakotin Omer Kaddish. He's against the custom in some places where a young child will say Kaddish, Orchu, and the Tzibur answers after them, because Shalok Kidin Hemosin, this is incorrect. Dirshu footnote number 11 points out that the Kaddish after Elena was specifically set up, however, for Yisomim under the age of Bar Mitzvah, since they can never be the Chazan, and the custom is, in fact, to allow even very young children to say Kaddish. Mishnah Berurah adds that this is true even if you have 10 adult males and the young child is saying Kaddish. And he brings down the Prima Gaon, who says we should be mitzadid lehachmer b'zeh lechatchila, not to allow a young child to say Kaddish in Baruch Hu. He brings down the Halachos Ketanos, that if you have Shnayim or Shlosha Omrim Kaddish, Yachad, V'yachad Makdim, in Boim Kolech, Tok Kedei Dibur, Yane, Marishon, Uimachron, Omrim V'yalu Lekulam. Commonly happens in a shul where you have a lot of people saying Kaddish, so then they don't all finish at the same time. As long as they finish Toch Kedei Dibur within a reasonable amount of time from each other, then it's allowed to answer one amen for all of them. There's a pause, however, he should answer a separate amen for each one. I know we're in the middle of this Mishnah Berurah, but we'll stop here. That will end today's shir.